Good evening, everybody. Good to see y'all. We got a special guest for y'all this evening. Amen. Marguerite's actually going to give us the message. She's like, huh? Oh, man. I have too much fun with y'all. You know that, right? Amen. Hallelujah. So how have y'all been enjoying this week so far? Amen. It has been excellent, right?
Yes, sir.
How have y'all been doing with joy?
Good.
Amen. We keep having opportunities not to walk in it, but we're choosing otherwise, right?
Amen.
Amen. Because joy is always ours. It always belongs to us, regardless of the situation, how we feel, or what's going on, right?
Amen.
Amen. I'll pray and we'll go ahead and get started. Father God, we love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And I thank you, Father God, not my will this evening, but your will. I thank you, Holy Ghost. I just ask you to bring out this evening out of me the things that you would not only have for this congregation, but also for myself, Father God. And make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word. Unveil, that's the word, and reveal your truths to us this evening. And I thank you, Father God, that we won't just take it lightly, but we'll walk in the light of it. We'll regard it highly. We won't just put it to the side and say, yeah, well, I know that. We won't just take it lightly and say, yeah, well, I've heard that before. But we'll just continue to grow in this, Father God. I thank you we'll continue to grow in this and to learn from this and to walk in this better with more ease. And I thank you for it, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody agreed, said amen.
Amen.
Obviously, I think we're going to talk about joy a little bit. Amen. Amen. Turn over to Isaiah 61, please. Isaiah chapter 61. I think I'll read it out of the You can go to the Passion. We'll start in the Passion, kind of see where we go. Amen. What is joy? Joy is the strength of our life, correct? Amen? I've got notes for days in my Bible here. I'm wanting to make sure that's where we're supposed to be going. I know y'all thinking, is he prepared? But I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Amen. I'm wanting to make sure. Amen. Because, look, I can go any way I want to go, but I don't want to do that. I can tell you what I know, but I don't know very much. We go where the Holy Ghost wants to go, we'll all learn something. Amen. You know, I got an opportunity to sew some glasses a week ago or two weeks ago. I like Oakleys. I wear them quite a bit, actually. I've always liked them. I've always had owned a pair. And we was in Phoenix, and God told me to sew them, and so I did. And today I got two pair in the mail. And actually, the pair that I sewed, I had them. You can make your own Oakleys if you go to the website. You can, like on the lenses, I put Job 5:9 in the Message. And on these lenses, one says John 10:10, and on the other one it says Luke 6:38. I was like, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. I love it. Isaiah 61. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. the mighty Spirit of the Lord Yahweh is what? In the passion. Wrapped. Y'all don't have it? Okay. I got it. Don't worry. The mighty Spirit of the Lord Yahweh is wrapped around me because Yahweh has anointed me. Say, God has anointed me. Do y'all have the King James? Oh, I guess there it is. Yeah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath what? Say, God has anointed me. Say, God has anointed me. Now you really have to believe that.
Amen. Come on.
You really have to believe that God has anointed you. You know it's not just talking about ministers. You know that, right?
Right, yes, sir.
God's anointed me. You really have to believe that God has anointed me.
Yes. Amen.
God has anointed me as a messenger to preach good news to the poor. He sent me to heal the wounds of the brokenhearted, to tell captives, you're free, and to tell prisoners, be free from your darkness. Verse 2, I am sent to announce a new season. Amen. To announce a new season of Yahweh's grace and a time of God's recompense on his enemies. To comfort all who are in what? In mourning or in sorrow. And then verse 3, here's where we want to get to. Amen. To strengthen those crushed by what? Despair, who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful bouquet, how do you say it?
Okay.
There you go. In the place of ashes, the oil of bliss or joy or gladness. Amen. Instead of tears and the mantle of joyous praise.
Yes.
Amen. In the King James it says to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You remember a while ago when you said, God's anointed me?
Yes.
What does that next verse say in the King James? The oil of what?
Joy.
Huh. The oil of what?
Joy.
The oil of joy for what? Hallelujah. See, some people just ain't greased up. I found that other screw we lost yesterday. The drier you are, the less joy you have. Beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. I really want y'all to see this. God's anointed me with the oil of joy. See, if you really don't believe that, then you ain't going to figure out what joy is. Because joy, he's anointed us with the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. So he's anointed us, right? Say he anointed me with the oil of what? See, so why are we walking around looking sad and beat up? A lot of times, being like when people that are, let's take, y'all ever seen a vehicle run out of oil? Y'all ever seen a piece of equipment start running out of oil? It starts, what does it start doing? Y'all ever heard of doors or cabinets? What starts happening? Starts squeaking, starts making noise, starts complaining, starts griping. Starts pointing at what's wrong with everybody else. Starts complaining about everything. Doesn't know how to laugh about anything anymore. Just wants to point out why I ain't getting, why didn't they ask me to do that? Why do they get to do that? Why can't I be a part of the team? Why don't they ask me to do something anymore? Why are they always asking them to do stuff? Why don't they want me to do anything? I can do that. Well, why can't I do that? Why can't I hang out in y'all's group? Why don't you call me anymore? Why can't I come to your house? But see, whenever the oil of joy, whenever you're anointed with the oil of joy, see, all that squeakiness is no longer there. All that complaining, all that griping. Y'all should cheer up. The longer something goes without oil, the more noise it makes. The hotter it gets, our matter, right? The hotter it gets, our I don't even know what I wrote right there. Sorry, I can't even read my handwriting. the touchier it gets. That's why why does this always happen to me? You ever notice it's hard to grab something that's really oily? You ever notice that? Back whenever I was younger, now they got calves. They'll let at rodeos, they'll tie a ribbon on the tail of a calf, and they'll let it loose, and they'll let all the kids out in the arena, and they'll say, "All right, go get it." And so whoever gets the deal off the tail of the calf, is something wrong? What's wrong? What's up? What's the matter with it? Fell off? I think it disappeared. I can't find it. Yep.
There it is. And we're back. Now y'all can hear me. Hi. All right, we'll just try this for a little bit. All right. Is that better? Now we got wires everywhere. Amen. The tail of a calf, you know, they let all the kids out and they just chase it around the arena, right? Well, back when I was younger, they would grease up a pig, slick him up, let all the kids loose. Nobody was catching that dude. I don't care if you had a hold of him. You wasn't grabbing him. And you grab, shoop, gone. Just grit. So what do you think, how do you think it is whenever the devil comes at you with something and you're anointed with the oil of joy? Whenever you're anointed with the oil of joy, what do you think that looks like? See, because whenever you're anointed with the oil of joy, and whenever Satan comes up and says, "You got cancer." See, that's your answer. Your answer isn't, "Man, I better Google what this bump is, because it might be cancer." Because whenever you get a bill, and then all of a sudden, Satan comes up and says, "You ain't got no money to pay that. God supplies all my needs. I ain't worrying about this bill. This bill is not going to change my faith. This bill is not going to affect me. And this bill is not going to change the joy in my life." And you can laugh your way from the beginning of it until the end of it. Me and Pastor Chelsea got a bill one day, and so we was wanting to show the kids, "Look, we're about to teach y'all how to use your faith." And so we grabbed the bill. We said, "Y'all kids, get in here. Y'all come here, and we're going to show y'all how to operate in faith." We grabbed the bill. We said, we spoke to the bill. We said, "You'll be paid by this Thursday in the name of Jesus. Now, angels, go out." Or we said, "Satan, take your hands off our money. Go, angels, now. Cause the money to come. Bill, you'll be paid by Thursday." And we stuck it right there on the wall. We said, "Y'all see? Amen. We're done." Walked away. Come Wednesday night, it was paid. Wednesday night. We didn't even realize it. But it was paid. See, whenever you're just saturated with the oil of joy, nothing can affect you. Nothing can affect you. It can't. Because the oil of joy, you're able to laugh through any situation. Any situation, anything that pops up, you're just able to... I don't even care. That's the funniest thing I ever heard, Satan. What are you really going to try next? You realize you already tried to tell me I was broke, right? You realize you tried to tell me that all my kids were going to hell, right? You realize you tried to tell me that I was going to die, right? None of it's come to pass. You really think I'm going to believe this one now? The oil of joy. Go over to Hebrews 1:9 real fast, please. Actually, go over to Psalms 1. We'll go there. You almost had it. Psalms 1 sounds like a good place to go. Psalms 1. We'll go down to, we'll read down to about verse 3. We'll start about verse 1. Let's read the passion first. Amen. What delight comes to those who follow God's ways? Their own ways?
God's ways.
Whose ways? Whose ways?
God's ways.
Whose ways?
God's ways.
Whose ways? You're right. God's ways. Not what you see on CNN. Not what your banker tells you. And not what the stock market person told you. Amen. They won't walk in step with the wicked, nor share the sinner's way, nor be found sitting in the scorner's seat. Their pleasure and passion is remaining true to the word of I am. Amen. Meditating.
Amen.
See, that's another place where the oil of joy? Yeah, that's a good one. Another place where the oil, if you're redneck, the oil of joy comes into play as well. Meditating day and night in the true revelation of what? Because see, whenever you know who God really is, whenever you start meditating on God, man, you can't help but stay happy. You can't. You cannot help but stay happy.
Amen.
Their pleasure and passion is remaining. Yeah, I already read that. Sorry. They will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design. Whose design?
God.
Planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss. Amen.
Amen.
Bearing fruit in just one season.
Every season.
If you're not bearing fruit in every season of your life, you need to check on it. Find out why. Because number one, it's not on God's side. I said it's not on God's side. It's not on God's side. Okay? It's on our side. We need to find out, all right, what's going on? Why am I not bearing fruit right now? Amen? Brooks of Bliss bearing fruit in every season of his life. He is never dry. That oil of joy.
Amen.
That oil of joy.
Amen.
He's never fainting.
Amen.
Hey, man. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forevermore. Hallelujah. My Lenisi. Yes, sir. There's going to be some situations come up. you're really going to need this. So you're going to need to start practicing this right now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know who that's. Well, amen, you know. Amen. They're never dry. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all okay? We're all good. Amen. I'm all right. Hallelujah. The oil of joy. Wonder why we've been staying on joy for a while. Obviously, purposes, reasons why. Amen. They will be standing firm. See, everything else around you might look dead. It might be dying. Everything else might be tore up because of a tornado or something else might have blown through, but you'll be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design. See, whenever we go somewhere and we say, you know what, God, I think I'm going to plant myself here. It's not by God's design. That's your design. And then you say, God, bless me. But God can't bless you there. He can only bless you to a degree because you planted yourself there. It's not planted by God's design. It's planted by your design. So God can only bless you so far. But whenever you get planted by God's design, then you can stand firm and be flourishing. Flourishing then, because you can't flourish fully whenever you plant yourself.
Amen.
Deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of his life. He's never dry. Never dry. Never dry. He's never dry. Say never dry.
Never dry.
He's never dry. Say never dry. There's some people, I mean, you, to be honest with you, you want to walk up to them and just start pouring this whole bottle of oil on them. Their skin looks a little cracky, you know. It's like, son, have you applied a little oil lately? Looking a little ashy? You all right? Have you laughed? Have you done anything? Well, You don't know what I'm going through. No, you're right. But that's probably why God's bringing this up. So if you would just apply thoroughly. He, say I, will never be dry
again.
And since I will never be dry again,
I will never faint.
And I will ever be blessed. And I will ever be prosperous. Amen. Amen. Go over, well, I'll read it out of the Amplified Classic. Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable is the man or woman who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's following their advice, listening to how they're telling me how to live my life and what I should do, if I should take their, I probably shouldn't say vaccine. Their plans and purposes, nor, look, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. There's a, there's that screen again. I forgot to fix it Monday. The AC kicked on again. Well, I won't say that. Amen. Move on. Following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stand submissive. Amen. And inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest, where the scornful land and mockers gather. But his delight, amen, and desire in the law of the Lord. And on His law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted. Firmly planted. I looked up firmly. It means without doubt. It means without doubt. It means fixedness. Fixedness. It means immovable. It means steadfastly. Amen. Firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither. And everything he does and come to what?
Maturity.
See, it's not going to fall off immature. It's not going to fall off early. It's going to come off mature. It's going to come off in time. It's going to come off when it's supposed to come off. Amen. Go over to Psalm 92 real fast, please. Psalm 92:9. You're welcome. Don't rush me. I'm playing. I'll start about verse 10. I'll read out the Amplified Classic. No, I won't. I'll do the Passion. Sorry. You'll be up. Well, you got the Classic. That's the Classic. We'll read that first. That's all right. But my horn... emblem of excessive some people's kids. Wow, we'll stay here. Your anointing has made me weak. What is anointing? It's that oil of joy. Also, anointing has made me strong and mighty. You've empowered my life for triumph by pouring what? By pouring what? See, God pours fresh oil on us, but some of us are like this with an umbrella. Man, you're gonna mess up my clothes, Jesus.
Say that.
You know how much this shirt cost me? Go to the next verse, please. You've said that those lying in wait to pounce on me would be defeated. And now it's happened right in front of my eyes. And I've heard their cries of surrender. Yes, look how you've made all your lovers to flourish like palm trees, each one growing in victory, standing with strength. Amen. You've, who? What has he done?
Transplanted
who?
Us.
See, he's done it.
Yes, sir.
So for us to just run around and hop around, that's another sermon. He's transplanted us into his heavenly courtyard.
Yes.
Where they are thriving before you.
Amen.
Where we
yes.
are thriving before him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Next, please. For in his presence, we will still overflow and be anointed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, even in their old age, they will stay fresh. They will stay fresh. Stay fresh. What does that mean? Well, I assume it's like being like an 18-year-old. Staying fresh. Yeah, you're bearing luscious fruit. That means you're still lively. That means you're still ready to move out and do what God's asking. That means you still, the bones and everything's functioning like God designed it to function. That means look, whichever way you point God, that's the way we heading. I don't care if I'm 80 or 90. If you say that way, let's take it. If you say that way, let's take it. Amen. Even in their old age, they will stay fresh, bearing luscious fruit and abiding what?
Faithfully.
Amen. Listen to them. With pleasure they will proclaim, "You're so good. You're my beautiful strength. You never made a mistake with me."
Amen.
That's 93. I'm going to read it out of the Passion. That was the Passion. Now I'm going to read it out of the Classic. Amplified, please. But my horn. You can go to 10. But my horn, emblem of excessive strength and stately grace. You have exalted like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with what? With what? With what? With what? We got to make sure we're staying with fresh oil. Because, I mean, if you look at some people, they look cracky. They look a little scaly. Right? Let's be honest. Because the things of this life and Satan have almost chewed them up and spit them out. They allow things to eat them up. But if they stay anointed, if they stay... They allow that oil of joy to just saturate them constantly. Then every time Satan comes up and tries to grab him or tries to grab somebody, it's the hardest thing you ever did to try to grab something that's all greased up.
Yep.
If you don't think so, I'll pour some of this on my hand and come try to grab my hand. I'm serious. You ever poured some on a tile floor and tried to run across it? Slicker and snot. Somebody, you. You ever try to pour? You ever put some on the tile and then try to like put something in the middle and then you and your brother or sister maybe try to fight to go after it? It's hard. I am anointed with fresh oil daily. Daily. How do we do that? Day and night. Day and night. We just read it over in Psalms 1.
Yeah.
Meditating day and night. Well, I have a busy schedule. Okay, well, stay with your schedule then.
Amen.
Next, please. My eye looks upon those who lie in wait for me. My ears hear the evildoers that rise up against me. The what? Who is that?
Me.
Yeah, it is.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Uncompromising.
What will they do?
Flourish.
Like what?
Like a palm tree.
Long-lived.
Stately. Upright. Useful. Fruitful. Amen.
You know, there's a lot of uses for a palm tree.
Yeah.
Did y'all know that?
Yeah.
A lot of uses for a palm tree. It's interesting that they use palm tree in the Bible. Flourish like a palm tree.
Amen.
Flourish like a palm tree. Be long lived. Short lived? Huh. Stately, upright, down and out?
Not
useful? Huh. And what?
And fruitful. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Amen.
They shall grow like a what?
Cedar.
Majestic.
Stable.
Stable.
Amen.
Stable.
Yeah.
Stable. Are you sure? Stable.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Are you sure? What's a woman looking for in a man?
Yes.
stable, durable, and what?
Incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
Yes.
Uncompromisingly.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Next, please. Planted. In your front yard, that away. In the house of the Lord, it's 8 o'clock. What in the world? Planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish in the courts of our God.
Amen.
Amen. Growing in grace, they shall bring forth fruit in what?
Old age.
They shall be full of what?
Sad.
Of spiritual.
Vitality.
Hallelujah. And rich in the
burden.
Yeah, y'all can read that one. Of trust, love, and contentment.
Yes.
They are living memorials to show.
Amen.
Look, not dead.
Amen.
Not dead. See, too many people want to make a memorial over something that died. This says a living memorial.
Amen.
Not a dead memorial. Not something that died, now let's make a memorial for it. This says a living memorial to show that the Lord, my Lord, is upright and faithful to His promises.
Amen.
He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in Him. Hallelujah. Go over to Hebrews 1:9, please. I'm going to read it out of Passion. For you have cherished righteousness and detested lawlessness. For this reason, God, your God, has what?
Anointed
you and poured out the oil of what?
Bliss
on you more than on any of your friends. But the oil of bliss on you, right there at the end of you, it's got a letter, it's V, and you tap it, it says the oil of rejoicing. The oil of rejoicing. Sounds a lot like joy. The oil of rejoicing. Go over to Psalms 45, please. About verse 6. Your glory, God, or your glory kingdom, O God, endures forever. You are enthroned to rule with a justice in your hand. You are passionate for righteousness and you hate lawlessness. This is why God, your God, crowns you with bliss above your fellow kings. He has anointed you more than any other with His oil of fervent, what?
Joy.
Of fervent joy. Amen. Of fervent joy. The very fragrance of heaven's gladness. Fervent, it means having or showing great warmth or intensity of spirit. Burning, and then the Noah Webster means also means very warm or excited are animated or glowing. Amen. Go over to 1 Samuel real fast, please. 1 Samuel 16. We'll go about verse 13 and then we'll shoot down to 21. Bring it up in the Amplified, please, ma'am. About verse 13, it says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and what? Anointed David, right? All right, go over to verse 21, please. 21, and David came to Saul and served him. Remember, because Saul had the evil spirit coming on him, right? And Saul became very fond of him, and he became his armor bearer. Saul sent to Jesse saying, let David remain in my service for he pleases me. And when the evil spirit Satan was upon Saul, David took a lyre and played it. So Saul was what? It's interesting that David took the lyre and played it, and then he was refreshed. He was refreshed. Sounds like that oil, that anointing. He was refreshed. Just that whole atmosphere changed. Right? Because, see, he was all dried up and crackly and didn't know what to do with his life. And David, somebody that's been living with God, out watching sheep.
Yes. Amen.
Been practicing day and night, just magnifying God, just fellowshipping with God. He ain't out there to serve anybody, to just show off to anybody. He ain't out there just to say, hey, look what I can do. Hey, watch this whenever I play this. He's out there watching sheep. He's out there just magnifying God. And he got to a place to where he could play in the presence of God would just fill a room. Bam.
Yes, amen.
So he'd play it. And the presence of God would come down and it would refresh Saul. It would just run the evil spirit out. Because, see, an evil spirit can't stand in the same room when the glory of God comes down, when that anointing falls down like that. That anointing oil, that oil of joy. The evil spirit can't stay in that same presence. It can't handle it. So I don't know why we deal with that kind of stuff so long. And I don't know why we allow that stuff to torment us or in our houses. I don't. I was lying in bed over in Tennessee. I was obviously not living how I should be living. It's my fault. And I was lying in bed one night. I had my eyes closed, but I wasn't asleep yet. You know how you're just kind of in between. So I had my eyes closed and I was still awake. And I felt something step up in between my legs because I was on my back, and I felt it take two steps, start walking up in between my legs, and then I just felt something sit down on my chest and grab my lips, and I was trying to say Jesus and I couldn't say nothing, and obviously it freaked me out.
Amen.
I couldn't do nothing, and then all of a sudden I got Jesus out and it left. Well, obviously it was a demon. Well, demons messing with me. And they won that night. I ain't going to lie to you. I called Dad. Because, see, first off, whenever you ain't living right, you know where to go back to. You know who to call. Especially somebody that's not living for God. And you know somebody that is living for God. Who you think they're going to call? Their friend that's not living for God either? Heck no. They're going to call somebody that knows what the answer is.
Yes.
Ricky called Dad real fast.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got Jesus out, they departed because they can't stay in the same atmosphere, in the same presence as that. They can't handle it. And so that's why Saul wanted David to hang out with him so much. And David, and I love it because David also got to learn how to be a king. Because he was anointed to be a king, and now he's got the opportunity to run around with Saul to see how a king functions, to see how a king lives, because he only knows how a servant lives at this point because he's out in the field. So he doesn't know how a king lives right now. He doesn't. He knows how a servant lives. He knows how somebody that doesn't have anything lives. See, so we need to change how we look at things. So we've been living over here so long, we need to step out of that. Stop staying in that same circle. Step out of that mode. Get your own mode and move on. Run in a different direction. Me and Chelsea, we go look at houses that we obviously, this house that we bought right now, whenever we first looked at it, it was a couple houses. Whenever we first looked at that rent house up in Arroyo Vista, we almost fainted when we found out how much they wanted for it, right? And now, you know, like this house, and now we're looking at other houses. But I'm saying you got to get out of that. If we wouldn't have stretched, got out of that mode, if we'd have just kept looking, man, that's way too much. We can't do that. There's no way we can afford that. How are we going to do that, Chelsea? Are you crazy? And if we'd have just kept looking at each other, we'd still be where we are at. But whenever we get our eyes off here and go like this, all right, God, I know you are a good God. I know that you want me to prosper. I know you don't want me to live in lack. And I know that you want me to just represent you. And I want to represent you well. Show me what I need to do and teach me how to do it well. And I'll just do whatever you want us to do, and we'll just move forward with you. That's why whenever God asks us to do something, we try to move as fast as we can. Amen. I got off track a little bit, sorry. But the oil of joy. When's the last time you poured? Well, women, y'all know, y'all always carry around lotion with you. You know, husbands don't want to use it because it smells foo-foo-y. Right? It's like, you look a little ashy. Here, put some of this on. The husband's like, man, I ain't smelling like no girl. Take it back. Right? Everybody's done it. Y'all men, y'all stop lying. You know you've done it. But when, you know, how many of y'all just really lather up quite frequently, though? How many of y'all really done that with just, how should I say it? Well, just with joy. Just with joy. There's this one minister, he messed up a little bit, and he repented and got back in fellowship, and he was about to die. And this other minister came on, and they was going to anoint him with oil, and so he just grabbed a whole bottle, and he just opened the lid and poured the whole thing over the top of his head. I ain't saying you got to pour the whole thing over you. Amen. But when's the last time you just did something extreme like that? Right? When's the last time you really, just really had the oil of joy? You just seen it just flowing through you. You just yielded yourself to it and just laughed. Because I'm not going to lie to you. Don't look at your neighbor. But the way some of y'all are looking right now, you haven't yielded to it in a while. Especially when you're like this. Amen. The oil of joy. Amen. Go over to Isaiah 61, please. Verse 3,
to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Amen. The oil of joy. Verse 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me. Say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me with the oil of joy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's anointed me with the oil of joy. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's anointed me with the oil of joy. Amen. And whenever you do start yielding to this, you'll start seeing that everything that you think is a issue will become not an issue. Okay? So your finances, the health, the marriage thing will cease to not be non-existent. Amen. Huh?
Not the marriage to be non-existent, but like
the issue with the issue. Yes. You're not going to split up. Sorry. Apparently y'all I should have said that better. I apologize. Some of you are always like, yes, see you later. Amen. Because then we won't be so touchy. Amen. And we'll be able to laugh about everything. Even whenever Satan tries to say anything, we'll be able to laugh about it. Amen. Amen. I think we'll stop. Amen. Well, Father God, we love, thank you, and praise you. We thank you for your anointing, and we thank you for your oil of joy, Father God. And I thank you that we will just continue to yield to it. We'll continue to meditate on it, and we'll continue to laugh and laugh and laugh. And I thank you, Father God, that we'll continue to see joy and joyfulness flourish in our lives and in our household. And I thank you, Father God, that it'll continue to overflow, not just in our household, but in our jobs, in our workplaces, in the grocery stores, when we're walking around shopping, when we're walking around the streets, when we're at gyms, whatever, wherever we're at, Father God. I thank you that we won't try to hide it, that we'll yield to it. We won't be embarrassed of it. Everybody else can laugh about stuff. Why can't we? And I thank you, Father God, we'll demand equal time. If people can cuss all the time, then we could demand equal time and just laugh. And we can let them know, look, I let you cuss long enough. It's my time. I demand equal time. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. You shut up. No. I had to listen to you. Now you can listen to me. Amen. We're not going